May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, July 12, 2025. And I'd like to dedicate this show to the two lovely ladies from Arkansas I was swing dancing with last night, who said they would listen in tonight. So here's my cosmic love to you two darlings. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. Today I'll be largely narrating from four newsletters I've published over the last 12 days. This is a lot of big picture stuff with the global crisis and opportunity, so I'll be unpacking the grand illusion of what's really happening in the Mideast and the U.S. Keep in mind that all the chaos and crisis, as is being programmed in lamestream media, was ordained to trigger a great awakening at this time, and that a great enlightenment has already occurred in the continuum. And that's why many of us who have already awakened are getting regular flashes of 5D intuition and discernment. It's like ESP is effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. Excuse me. So, this is a live show today, and it's available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcasts, the newsletter links are linked, listed in the footnotes. So you can click on these links and follow along while I'm discussing them, if you're listening to the podcast. Those who know how to pull up the HeartCom Network archives at the HeartCom.org website. You can pull up the HeartCom Network archives live. Some of you listening, you know how to do that. And you can take the last archives, the four different newsletters from the last 12 days, and you can follow along. Of course, with the podcast, you can, as you're listening, you can pause the podcast and watch those videos and see the articles that interest you, creating your own customized multimedia show in the process. So, today I'll be discussing the crisis now with mass awakening to the depths of hell on earth, as well as the heights of heaven in terms of phenomenal potential for a golden age on earth. Will we have a high state of unity or a deep state of division? I mean, it's all about whom we will collectively serve. As above, so below, on earth as in heaven, as within, so with all, unity in our diversity, united in faith or divided in fear. So each newsletter I discuss is another cosmic love sandwich with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle. This is my MO, method of operation. I try to focus, you know, on some very serious food for thought, you know, for the truly thoughtful. But I kind of wrap that as best I can with light and love at the front end and the back end, because otherwise, too much focus on the negative, the dark side of the force, will take you there. I mean, you want to keep your perspective going in and coming out. Anyway, the first July 1st, of these newsletters was declaring independence from Big Brother. July 4th, I had Global Netizen Declaration of Independence, our July 4th special issue. July 7th was prompting the Aquarian Quantum Age. For you computer geeks, you'll love that. And on the full moon, just a couple days ago, I featured the Alliance Rising and Fall of the Cabal. So I'll go into the most recent newsletter on Alliance Rising shortly, but first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So there's a lot of cosmic drama on Earth as in cosmos right now. We're going through a quantum shift of deep space energies impacting the field around the Earth as resonates in the torus field of consciousness between your ears. I mean, Earth has transitioned the 2,000-year age of a Pisces, and we're entering a more enlightened Aquarian age with a whole new relationship paradigm based on social conscience and cooperation rather than competitive divide-and-conquer dialectic mandates. So more recently, as the show airs today, there's an amazing blend of astrology, psychology, quantum field, cosmic energies, with a quickening. It's referred to the quickening as Uranus has entered Gemini just a few days ago on the 8th. This is for the next 7 years. We'll be in the deep space energies of Gemini. Uranus is stepping down, you might say, those deep space energies into the field around our solar system. There's a torus field, a unified field around our solar system. But the deep space energies matriculate the matrix. I mean, they influence, in the quantum field. And this is going to be understood more. We're in the Aquarian, some people call it the quantum age, where the understanding of the quantum field, which is astrology, talking about the field of energies. This is a big thing with Uranus entering Gemini and people that are into astrology. Things are going to be speeding up, folks. And if you're not experiencing future shock yet, hold on to your hat, because as you'll hear in the presentation today, artificial intelligence is rapidly changing every institution on Earth. Big time. And today, with the astrology, psychology, you might say, in the quantum field, there's a strong yod, a finger of God, the fickle finger of fate, plus a creative triangle with synergy of the energies of Venus, Uranus, and Pluto, as they're all focused on an exact conjunction of Saturn and Neptune in Aries. I mean, talking about half the planets in our solar system are in this configuration. And amateur astrologers will get the gist of what I just said, this creative triangle, the synergy of these energies. But I've got a lot to cover today, so I'll spare you the unpacking of what all that means. And I'm going to go right into, the articles, today's show. I'll try to open your heart while I blow your mind with some of the news that lamestream media failed to mention. So the first article that was just published a couple of days, and this is for the full moon, and this is a lot of energy. And of course, there's a couple of days before and after a full moon, there's still a major effect. And so there's a fullness, you might say, an illumination going on of certain energies, this being the full moon in Capricorn. And there's a link I have on an article by Kai Pacha on the astrology. It's called New Paradigm Astrology. He gets into the quantum field, you might say, the weather report with this moon in full moon in Capricorn, illumination with objectivity. So those who are interested in the understanding of astrology as a quantum field and how it relates to psychology, I really love listening to Kai Pacha. He's brilliant in a lot of his exquisite metaphors, and an explanation of what it all means and making it practical. Practical, what's going on, you might say, with the cosmic weather and how it's affecting our consciousness. So this specific article, The Alliance Rising and Fall of the Cabal, Great Awakening is Gaining Traction. This understanding of this rise of the Alliance, I'm going to be going into what the Alliance is. A lot of people have different understanding of the Alliance. Some people call them the White Hats. But behind the scenes, energetically, as the deep state is disintegrating, there's a high state, you might say, integrating. And you might say the Alliance is the high state that's integrating. So there's a lot of part of Aquarius in this quantum shift, and basically the quantum age is going to be a technological revolution. AI is artificial intelligence is the archetype of Aquarian technological revolution. But the evolution also includes, I mean, evolution is 90% of the word revolution. And the evolution also includes techniques, which is a kind of, you know, techniques and technology, the concept, the word, you know, the name and the flame are the same. There's techniques like technology for spiritual revelations in perception. I call them conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, and perception. So a new common sense of the high state, you know, a perception correction of mass deception, is matriculating our collective consciousness, you might say, with new frequencies, new opportunity, and a new paradigm that's co-creating a new global telecommunity with telecare, teleconscience, telecommerce, the TLC reset, the TLC dimension of, you might say, ascension of global consciousness with Aquarian light and love. You know, they talked about the age of Aquarian light and love. Well, full spectrum consciousness and the understanding of love as the first principles of cosmic law geometrized, and all the implications of what that means as far as the archetypes of wholeness for holistic healing, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. This is what I go into in the show. Those who listen regularly know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the beginning of a great enlightenment is the end of the world as we've known it. Big changes, folks. Some people are already there. Like I say in the continuum, this has already happened. And some people are already there. They really have a philosophical calm, you might say, like the eye of the hurricane, where there's calm at the eye of the hurricane. And some people are already there. They've had flashes of enlightenment, where they've been centered and connected. The swirl is all around them, but they're cool, calm, and collected. And they're already in the, what some people refer to, the 5D plus field of intuitive knowing, how everything is connected and we are all one, and how we as one are the in a unity state as the United Sovereigns of Earth, the new U.S., which is a theme that I talk about on a regular basis. Earth's evolutions have arrived at that point of instant, everywhere, interactive unity and diversity, you know, unified field consciousness. Technically, we're already there, an instant, everywhere, interactive capabilities of the internet. But politically, all the divide and conquer stuff, you know, the dark side dialectic that creates and manages, you know, crisis, disease, and war, you know, that is being exposed as in never before. So the first article I've got here kind of keynotes into the theme of what's been going on with this whole Epstein cover-up thing. And this is a keynote. It's a video. It's called Fall of the Cabal. There's a link, and it goes into what really is going on. The core thing of why this Epstein thing is a real archetypal cover-up of the corruption, systemic, it shouldn't be surprising that the pedophiles have suppressed the release of information about the pedophiles. So, it's not a laughing matter, and this video is very serious. It's just a matter of time, folks. Watch the four-minute video that I've linked in this Fall of the Cabal and see why the dark side deep state is going down. It's going down. Sooner or later, you know, and this is a theme that I've been exposing in these different articles the different newsletters the last 12 days. I'll be going into different dimensions of this, but this is a keynote. This one's heavy. This is a shocker. So I begin with that because the rest of the stuff I'm going into on this whole Epstein scandal, and the following article is the Epstein scandal has many, many tentacles. And this is by John Rappaport. And those who are following John Rappaport on Substack, he's one of the most brilliant people that I have followed for 20 years on the whole healthcare debacle which is a disease care system that's called healthcare, and exposing that, because people are waking up from a cult mentality. They're waking up from the cult of modern medicine, with the high priests and their drug sacraments, and they believe religiously in it. What is it about? I was reading that almost 50% of adults in America, seniors in America in particular, are taking 12 or more prescriptions. Basically the drug pushers of our society. They're being exposed that for what they are, and that drugs weaken the immune system. The quantum medicine, quantum healing, electrodiagnostic, you test all the drugs, and it weakens the vital force in the body, the immune system. It poisons the body. It has negative side effects. And the toxicity settles in the weakest parts of the body that can't throw it off. And that's where a disease occurs, or it could be a whole system in the body that's sensitive to the drug side effects and creates symptoms, which they call a disease, which they have more drugs to treat. So anyway, the Epstein scandal has a lot of different tentacles, and the Epstein scandal is really about blackmail. And by, these were all Israeli agents, Mossad agents, of the Israeli. It's what's called the octopus, which includes, blackmailing of key executives and officers, and controlling those in the big banks, big media, big pharma, big war, big government. This is like it's many tentacles of this octopus. So here's an example of the pushback from all that. I call the Big Brother pushback, that's resisting the Great Awakening trendings. There's a trend going on, Great Awakening, and this is the greatest fear of the dark side of the force, is that there's going to be mass awakening. So they create, as much cognitive dissonance as possible. It's like they program the classic stupefying DUH, is what I call it, DUH, dense, unconscious, and heartless, in the mainstream media matrix. And the mainstream media matrix, you might say, is the Zyocorp media octopus. And when I say Zyocorp, the Zionist influence out of Israel, most people that have followed my articles over the years, and of course have followed alternative media over the years, realize that just as the Federal Reserve System isn't federal and has no reserves and is owned, controlled largely by Rothschild and deep state banking interests, so is the mainstream media controlled by Zionist Israel influences. They're almost all, well, they're virtually all of them are in the six major corporate media conglomerates are owned and controlled by Zionists. And of course, there's the whole understanding of Zionism. For those who haven't followed the issue, I have a link on political Zionism that explains that there's a lot of people that consider themselves Christian, quote unquote, Zionists, which is an oxymoron. And that came out of the Scofield Bible. Basically, they're so to speak, propaganda in the last 90 years in theological seminaries in America. The Christian Zionism thing that Israel have been teaching, theologians, that Israel is God. And a lot of people believe that the new Israel that was created, in just recent history, is the same ancient Israel that was, so to speak, righteous. And anyway, this is the kind of cognitive dissonance pushback that we're getting with stupefying DUH in lamestream media. And the way they're doing it, is the people like, for those who follow the issue of Pam Bondi, the attorney general. I mean, the story of what she's been saying about the Epstein client list is on her desk. And then, how they have a lot of names, and then they're reviewing everything so we can protect the victims. And then over the last several months, it's got to the point where, like, what list? The list doesn't even exist. So it's complete cognitive dissonance. And this is a great awakening delay tactic, classic contradictions where people don't know what to think. But you might say that this is Trump's assurance to the power elite that he will not expose their crimes against humanity anytime soon. And we're talking about the sex trafficking largely, but all kinds of other corruption in the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex, both of which are making a killing, indirectly causing and directly treating disease, whether you're talking about Gaza genocide or mainstream pharmacide, drug pushing. This is being exposed as, the self-destructive influence that are monopolies, major industries that are monopolies, that are basically the economy is tied to them. So there, it's a two-edged sword. You want to expose the lie and expose the big lie and the whole truth, but you don't want to do too much too fast. It's like you don't want to detox from toxins in your body too fast, or you make yourself really sick. And you don't want to, stimulate your immune system too strong, too much, too fast, or it will bring up too many toxins. And even though you're getting the toxins out, and that's a good thing, people can be miserable with flu-like symptoms or worse, just being really sick as the poisons come out of the systems with the detox. So you don't want to detox too fast either. So civilization right now is at a point where the dark side, deep state's going down, but at the same time, too much detox of the dark side too fast with too many people waking up to abject evil. It's just too much for a lot of people. They just can't. It's like, there's this saying, I think it's scripture of one kind or another, that they believed the lie and their damnation was just. Well, we've all believed the lie to a certain extent, during COVID, we've got to forgive ourselves. We were lied to, and that's coming out. And so we're going through an extremely rare event in cosmic history when the entire planetary civilization is maturing, waking up and evolving to a unified field, unity state, you might say, as united sovereigns of Earth, as the family of mankind in a global village. And this is now happening on Earth. So, you've got stuff going on with this whole Epstein thing. And the question is, there's one article I have from Forbidden News. And the name of the article is Trump using Epstein's blackmail files against the deep state? I mean, and the byline here is that, Trump goes to NATO, and now they basically fall down and worship him. And he goes to the Middle East, and the same thing. It's because he now understands how things work. You can only take the expose so far, and then he'll completely reverse himself. And it's basically Trump's assurance to the power elite that he will not expose their crimes against humanity anytime soon. So they're stonewalling on the Epstein. Again, the pedophiles do not want to release the list of the pedophiles. a subject in itself that the articles go into that you can, that I have links you can go to. So as I've said, the whole Earth, we're talking about, this is a big show. It's Trump's greatest show on Earth. And Bondi, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, she actually could be rather glamorous, a feature attraction in the Trump circus. And the whole world can enjoy Trump's, greatest show on Earth. And this is out of the world stuff, folks. I've said this before. I've reported this before. There are a million plus starships cloaked around the Earth and watching the greatest show in galaxy. Why? Because, as I said, it's very rare when an entire planetary civilization matures and comes into unity. And we're not there yet. This is a final initiation of the family of mankind before the United Sovereigns of Earth join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. Now, that's too much for some people listening. They just haven't ever heard anything like this. For years, I've been speaking about and publishing articles on the deep space program. The secret space program, which isn't secret anymore. It's the Space Force. that Trump inaugurated in his last administration. You know, this last time he was elected, he initiated, introduced the Space Force. So, so to speak, the secret Space Force is no longer secret, but we don't hear about the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets and what's really going on because it's the policy of non-interference. They're not trying to, you know, mandate that we all wake up and accept, you know, our cosmic brethren, you might say. They're just kind of watching and waiting. And in the cosmic scheme of things, you know, of the infinite eternal 4D continuum in the here now zeitgeist, we have to just, you know, keep a sense of humor, keep your sense of cosmic humor. You know, this is a process of involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness, with a capital C, as in conscience, you know, cosmic conscience, unified field conscience, unity and diversity conscience. I mean, E Pluribus Unum, unity and diversity, was on the Great Seal of the United States. But now we're not talking about the United States of America. We're talking about the United Sovereigns of Earth. It's still U.S., but it's a global village. So in this part of the this piece, I have a whole bunch of cartoons, you know, to keep your sense of cosmic humor. And, I mean, some of these cartoons are outrageous funny, and but I also have a outrageous funny video by Awaken with JP. Now, those who watch my and, you know, get my newsletter and listen to my shows know I'm always referencing these videos by Awaken with JP. The guy's a hoot, the best satire on the internet. I've had people over the years tell me that they read my newsletters and they don't have time to read the whole thing, but they'll scan down to see if there's a video by Awaken with JP just to have a hoot about, you know, a satire about what's really going on so we can laugh at it. Otherwise, you know, a lot of the stuff going on make you crazy, including this Epstein stuff. So underneath that video, following that video, I have you might say, an orientation to the process that civilization is going on from crisis to solution. So we're talking about, we're the big shift, you might say, is from great awakening to the problem, you know, the big lie, 3D illusion with mass confusion. There's a big shift from that great awakening to the problem to the great enlightenment of the solution, you know, the whole truth, 5D infusion by way of love resolution, not your ordinary love. We're talking about cosmic love, geometrize, you know, the archetypes of the first principles of cosmic law in the love model with the circle, triangle, square frames of reference for first principles of cosmic law. Because we're talking about cosmic evolution and the cosmic evolution, revolution, revelations with 4D mediation just in time. Again, this understanding of from 3D illusion to 5D infusion by way of love resolution and 4D meditation or mediation just in time. You know, the calm, clear vision at the eye of the hurricane. This is the understanding of time, and I have a link on just in time, the understanding of 4D time, an archetypal way of understanding time, and the understanding of how time is an illusion. It's not linear. It's simultaneous. It's everything, including the past and future, and how it's all happening, you know, right now. Past lives are actually parallel lives. Time is a man-made 3D construct. In higher dimensions, there's no such thing as time because we experience everything happening simultaneously in the now as one. It's all simulsensory, and it's all an instant, everywhere, interactive oneness. Some people call it atonement for SIN, stuck in negativity, is at-one-ment with all that is real in the here and now. You know, the gathering of the tribes of what is real. So that's what I try to orient with my cosmic love shows and my narratives from my newsletters, as the orientation of, again, First principles of what is real, cosmic universal law, cosmic law, for culturing cosmic consciousness, you might say. So this understanding of what's going on with the Epstein cover-up, the divisive dialectic of deep state disconnect, and that's a mouthful, but what that's referencing is the deep state is disconnected from the high state. So the deep state disconnect from a high state connection, this is what we're seeing with covert fifth generation warfare against social conscience. So, you know, this is this fifth generation warfare. I've been talking about it in previous newsletters. I'm going to be touching on it in this newsletter. I'm going to have to move on pretty fast. I've got a lot to get through, and I'm getting out of here early today for some more dancing down at Music Ranch. But anyway, I go into a thing on the rise of the Alliance and exposing the cover-ups and how there's a full spectrum of light workers, also known as white hats, who represent the light side of the force, you know, the web of quantum light, weaving the fabric of Gnosis. Now, Gnosis, you know, whether you call it intuitive knowing or right brain spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual, weaving the fabric of Gnosis, the light side of the force, you know, the coherent mind congruence, you might say, and your quantum holodeck between your ears. And I have these keynote words like quantum holodeck hyperlinked, you know, hot linked, so you can go into a whole understanding of the quantum field holodeck between your ears. How we're all connected, you know, and this understanding of the holodeck and navigating the internet through your holodeck. A lot of Star Wars analogies here, but those who listen to my show on a regular basis or read my newsletters know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I have a feature video here for this show on Alliance Rising, which is really, I would say, if you don't watch anything else, for just basically blowing your mind with the full potential of the internet, watch this video by Mike Adams, you know, it's the Health Ranger Report from July 11th. Now, just yesterday, folks, although this was a July 10th, you know, full moon newsletter, I quite often will, for a few days after I publish material that's related to the subject, which is the Alliance, and we're talking about the Alliance now of all the, you might say, netizens of the world who are gathering the tribes, are part of the gathering of the tribes of what is real. So this is about Enoch, and Enoch is their a groundbreaking project led by Mike Adams and Brighteon AI has emerged to basically provide access, free access, to a wealth of censored human knowledge. When I say this, I mean, this is, I really believe, the best AI engine, and he explains it. He explains how this compares to all other AI engines on the internet, and how the other AI engines have been, virtually all the others have been co-opted by the CIA, FBI, when I say they're corrupted, they're giving information that is programmed by the dark side, you might say. And so we've got this new groundbreaking project with this new Enoch AI system, and you've got to read about it. I mean, it's when I say that this is the potential, the meaning of it, of AI, what's going on with AI, and what you can do with this AI engine. This is so far beyond Google as a search engine. It's like the difference between a bicycle and a Tesla supercar. This is in your hands now, folks. This is free. You can use this on an almost unlimited basis. You can read about this. So we're talking about, you know, truth-telling par excellence that's emerged to disrupt the pharmacidal status quo and strengthen the Natural Healing Alliance. Again, the Natural Healing Alliance, global holistic healing. This will strengthen that, you know, the alliance of, you know, those who believe in what is real with for holistic healing individually and collectively, and having that access to free information on in your fingertips. This is huge, folks. So I'm going to probably not get through the rest of all this information, these newsletters, but this is a major theme that, you know, this keynote, why I'm doing this recent full moon piece, because it's like the full moon that what these four, these three other pieces that led up to the full moon are kind of epitomized in these videos, these articles, and this one on this AI search, this AI, you know, information tool. You might say it's search engine, but how to prompt and use AI. Now, I talked about this in some of the other newsletters. I'm going to be, if I get to them, well, you know, you can definitely go back and read the other ones leading up to this. But, you know, the feature story here is that the empire has accidentally caused rebirth of real counterculture in the West. When I say the empire, I'm talking about the deep state. I mean, there's a real politically meaningful counterculture that's been born in the Western world, and our rulers are showing us their fear of it. In other words, there's a counterculture where people are waking up, wising up, rising up, and they're basically exposing any shred of accountability for lockdowns and mandates, and basically they're coming back to the cause behind the cause of the power elite, their plans to basically depopulate the planet, you know, create and manage, you know, war, disease, death and hell, because they're losing control. And they want, you know, to own and control the human financial resources of the planet, basically. And they want to create and manage, you know, the crisis so they can provide the solution to the crisis with their social credit system and lockdowns and more mandates. And what we saw before with the pandemic with COVID was just prelude to what they're wanting to do now. However, at the same time, there's an exposures going on like never before of not just how bad things are with this intrigue and treachery, but how good things can be with a vision of different models, institutional free online models, Aquarian models, basically light and love, TLC reset for the planet, and how that would work, and, you know, and how fast that could happen. You know, either we all hang together, or most assuredly we'll all hang separately, as Ben Franklin said at the beginning of, at the outset of the revolution, 249 years ago, you know, coming into the 250th year, you know, and we're right at the turning point, and there's a deepening of conscious awareness of how we are individually and collectively conscious. I call it the perception empowerment process. Global Telecom gets into specifics of that with interactive media, with mass-to-mass communication, and what that looks like and how that works. And there's a link on this perception empowerment process that goes to individually how you can basically self-assess your own abilities, you know, your own talents and resources, and take inventory in a way that you can get a grip on your gifts and talents like you've never had before, where your strengths and undeveloped areas are, so you can work off your strengths and, you know, bring up your undeveloped areas to free you up with a high state of untapped potential opportunity. Now, this is a real keynote. And, you know, as I talked about at the beginning of this article, this newsletter, there's a quote from Kaipacha, who's in the video, on the Moon in Capricorn video that I linked. And he says, "It's time to let go of all that is less than our essential potential." So this is what's going on now, how this process frees us up with a high state, this perception empowerment process frees us up with a high state of untapped potential opportunity. This is huge. And really, it's the principle of the power of love. And I have a link on that and a whole amazing website on the understanding of the power of love is a higher power. And the higher the concept of global love in action, Cosmic Love in Action, as common law and frequent spirit, you know, the heart coherent frequency, a frequent spirit and common law language, law of the angles, language of the angels, the greater the results. You know, the higher the concept, the greater the results. So here's to tools and processes that involve and evolve social conscience in social networks. And this is the purpose and plan of the HeartCom Network and Heartware Project, which I have linked pretty much on all my websites. And so that's part of the love sandwich. You know, I finish on that keynote. There are tools and processes that are available for the accelerated ascent of civilization. Things are speeding up, folks. Either we accelerate in our consciousness or we get overcome with the information overload. You know, things are speeding up. If you speed up, everything else seems to slow down a little bit. So it's time to speed up, become more conscious of how you are conscious. And this develops a feedback loop where you have a conscience and with a conscientious common sense, basically the feedback loop will involve and evolve conscience with a capital C, as in Christ-like conscience. And of course, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. You know, the heart of this process is culturing conscientious Christ-like common sense. You know, loving kindness is the heart of it all. So I've spent enough on this first newsletter. I'm going to touch on the newsletters, and I'm going to be wrapping it up, like I say, a little bit early today. So the newsletter I did back on July 1st was called The Crisis Encroaching Big Tech Tyranny, and it goes into how to declare independence from Big Brother. And that could be Big Tech Brother, too, you know, the tech bros. So there's cartoons I begin with, and I go into this understanding of preparing for Independence Day, which is my next post on July 4th. But prepare for Independence Day by remembering what we fought to be independent from. So the crisis now is big tech collusion with the deep state in lockstep with Big Brother. And here are three timely articles and videos defining the problem for definitive solution. So seize the vision of Aquarian victory for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So these three articles, one of them is quite an amazing article on how Trump represents an unelected power elite and the iron law of oligarchy. Now, he represents that. He's one of the oligarchs, and he represents them while he supposedly represents us. To a certain extent, he sometimes represents us more than the oligarchy. Then he'll completely switch himself, and he goes back and forth doing that. And this is mind-blowing for a lot of people. It creates cognitive dissonance, like, you know, whose side are you on? But history is rife with examples of psychotic utopians who are promising a golden age while delivering a despotic tyranny. And we're talking about whether it's the UN and the World Economic Forum or Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Peter Thiel. Both sides are promising they will build a utopian world which will benefit the future of humanity. Hopefully, the American people have learned the lessons of history and will not be swept up in the hysteria of the moment. Now, there's another article here. And these are posts from activist newsletter, activist posts. And these are hot off the press. So this was June 28th. The big, beautiful bill unleashes Palantir's AI surveillance. And few people have read Trump's big, beautiful bill in full, even though tasked with voting on it, you know, the representatives. Hidden inside, the bill gives unprecedented access and power to artificial intelligence. And at one point, the bill was making it a criminal offense for not cooperating with federal AI projects, you know, and of course, that was before it was finally passed. They took that out. But, you know, it was like a battle to, you know, to keep that out. They were going to slip that through, you know, the tech bros, you might say, to provide indemnity for, you know, regulating AI, if you can believe that. So it's an interesting insight that, and there's an article that goes into this. Peter Thiel unveils U.S. social credit score system to eradicate non-compliant citizens. What an amazing title. I mean, just think about that. I mean, he was once seen as a tech renegade. He's now a World Economic Forum Trojan horse in the White House. And there's a video on that from the Reese Report. It's a 5-minute video. It's mind-blowing. We're talking about, you know, technocrat takeover here, folks. And we're talking about the technocrat transhumanist agenda and what that's all about. And there's a whole article on that. It's an exclusive interview with the world's leading nanotech whistleblower, Dr. Anna Malhacia, M-I-L-H-A-C-E-A, by Jeff Berwick, the dollar vigilante. Now, this is what he says is the most important and probably the scariest video he's put out in years. And I dare say, folks, it's the scariest video you've seen in years. It has nothing to do with nukes, but it has everything to do with the ticking time bomb. And many of us, even if you didn't get the clot shot, you know, this whole thing with nanobots and nanoparticles in the bloodstream, because they're putting these nanoparticles in food as well as vaccines. And most people have them, some more than others. But the story of this is freaky, to say the least. And I don't recommend this article for lactating mothers or basically, mothers with kids. You know, this is the kind of shocking, fearful stuff that you've got to be fearless in this regard. I mean, it's not as bad. If you have not had effects of the vaccines yet, you probably won't. You probably got one of the placebos. There's a lot of placebo vaccines out there as test controls, and I've published articles on that. It's good to understand, but it's also good to understand why a lot of people are getting sick of all kinds of, we're talking about all kinds of sick because their immune system is being whacked really bad. And I make a note about this, you know, that, again, speeding up your consciousness, you can get on top of the rate of change and everything else will slow down. Well, you speed up your metabolism naturally with the nutraceutical grade, you know, pollen extract, you know, the SPX, and it restores holistic health quite dramatically. Now, I'm not making any medical claims. You can't make medical claims for a natural superfood that's not a drug, even though it's used in drip IVs globally by immunologists for stem cell rejuvenation worldwide. This is the Swedish pollen extract. This is what sponsors my show, folks. And so I've got a link on that, the understanding of how you can speed up the metabolism of your body, including, you know, speed up the, you know, it's like more light, energy, the vital force. It is the perfect food for the mitochondria of the cells, which is the energy factory of the cells. So we're talking about vim, vigor, and vital force, which includes mental clarity, you know, more light in your body, consciousness. It's not like a stimulant. I mean, it's very subtle. That's why I recommend people don't take it in the evening, because they may have their eyes wide open 1-2 o'clock at night and wondering why they can't get to sleep. You take it in the morning to wake up your metabolism, and it's extremely concentrated. You take it either an eighth or a quarter of a teaspoon, and the information that comes with it. And on the webpage that I link, that I provide, you can understand and get into that. So I wasn't planning on making a commercial advertisement, but there you go. Anyway, bottom line in this article, this is the Great Awakening time. I never said it would be easy. We're waking up to huge crisis and opportunity. And this is always a challenge to everyone's comfort zone. You know, normalcy bias. It's disruptive, you might say. So remember that your love of truth, you know, Aquarian light and love, liberates wholeness and healing. Personal and planetary enlightenment is our divine destiny. So I made it to the July 4th special issue on Global Netizen Declaration of Independence, Aquarian Fireworks, First Full Spectrum Enlightenment. And there's a great graphic with the fireworks going off at the top of that article, folks. We're talking about the 2020's midpoint of Aquarian initiation is 2025. And the midpoint of 2025 is the July 4th turning point for us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. The great awakening to this reality of the family of mankind in a global village of instant everywhere interactive community has led to those telecom tools and processes, the culture, unity, and diversity as will define real community, great enlightenment, social conscience, in our social networks, the TLC reset. And again, the TLC concept of telecom, these are hyperlinked concepts in the content of the newsletter that you can go to for in-depth understanding of this if you're not familiar. So in this July 4th special issue, I've got, you know, three features. One is the AI video of the year, how you get what you ask for. And that's going to be about ENOC again, expert level prompt engineering explained by Mike Adams. It goes into it more specifically than the last video on the AI. And I'm telling you, this is some brilliant stuff. If you appreciate your browser for the internet, consider this your browser for the internet. Taking our net reality to the final frontier of inner space. So for navigating the internet, you know, the final frontier of inner space, watch this video. He goes on to say, quote, Mike Adams explains how one of the most critical skills you will acquire and deploy for the rest of your life, that's just as important as the skill of knowing how to use a browser. With a browser, you can go wherever you want to go on the internet. And with this prompt engineering skill, you know whatever you want to know on the internet. So I recommend that you watch at least 7 minutes of this. This is a real third eye opener, you might say. Note the importance of prompting, you know, this process of using the AI, how to create a prompt whereby we get where you get what you ask for, whether you know it or like it or not. So be careful what you ask for and the prompt that you use. Now, I've been following Mike's brilliant work developing an uncompromised nonprofit Aquarian AI model with his ENOC language model. So I gave a prompt as a good test to compare results with other models. And my prompt was acting as a journalist and writing succinct phraseology for common sense understanding. Consider all content archived in 1,000 plus websites at heartcom.org and explain the genesis of the Aquarian quantum age by way of pure geometry archetypes framing quantum science and the universal language of light as consciousness for enlightened local and global self-governance, including personalized health assurance policies. So I did that test, and I got back amazing results. I'm going to be publishing that in a future newsletter. You can do it for yourself. You can ask this ENOC engine anything. You know, you can take this newsletter, copy out the prompt I used, and put it in there and see what you come up with. So as with the science of the spoken word for prayer, this is like prompting for prayer. And just as the science of the spoken word, there's a science to the spoken word, you know, the word made flesh, for invoking, you know, spiritual higher power. And the laws thereby are that the more specific a prayer with the right context prompts, the more powerful the results. We're talking about source code for internet access, source code for the internet access. Folks, I'm going to have to finish on that note. I got someplace to go real quick. I'm dancing tonight, and I want to thank you for listening. This has been amazing, amazing material this last 12 days. I mean, it's been fascinating to me. So I want to thank you for listening, and we're talking about, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.